Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues here on the American Family Radio Network. Tim Wildman here with Ed Vitagliano. If you'd like to watch the show on the internet, go to our Facebook page. We're also posting the stories there where we discuss, so you can have that information for yourself. The things we talk about, we give you the sources on Facebook or YouTube. Facebook or YouTube, either one, we buy a video stream, so just type in Today's Issues. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano. Our email address is comments@afr.net. If you want to send us an email, comments@afr.net. Steve Jordahl joins us. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. I had a wonderful weekend. I went up to Bristol, Tennessee to see the NASCAR race up there. Yes, I'm a NASCAR fan from California in Colorado. How'd that happen?
They have NASCAR out west.
They do.
So I've been to that track two or three times.
It's amazing.
The Bristol.
It's just huge.
I think it's the largest stadium in America.
It is. 160,000 people can fit in that thing.
Steve tried to get me last year to go to a NASCAR.
I remember y'all having this discussion.
Yeah, told him, I said, I'm sorry, I love you, Steve. You know, we can go see the new Marvel movie together or something like that, but I can't think of anything
more
painful for me than to go watch NASCAR.
Right.
I'm sorry. I know people are hating
You're
on me right now.
You're offending some people right now.
I know,
now.
They're hating on me, but...
But you know what? We should be able to like and dislike different sports without... being judged or shamed. You know what I'm saying?
I think I hurt Steve's feelings. I don't think he's forgiven me since then.
Steve might say the same thing to you about hockey.
No, he's actually.
I'd love to go to a hockey game with Ed.
Okay, what can I have that both of you guys would totally dislike together? Can we put maybe a cricket match or soccer?
Yeah, I don't know much about that.
Yeah.
What if I said you guys are going to a big-time soccer match?
I would not. I wouldn't do that either.
Monster trucks?
You
no.
You probably wouldn't know.
No, I don't know. I've been to some soccer matches.
Monster trucks?
Monster
Is
trucks.
Is that a sport?
No, well.
I have, what you just mentioned, I have absolutely zero desire to go watch a soccer game.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Even if you gave me tickets, I would just go.
Your grandkids are going to be playing here before
I know. Now, that's the kind of soccer game I'd go to.
Right.
But NASCAR, monster trucks, zero. Zero, zero,
what about
zero.
Golf?
I've watched that a little bit on TV. That's okay. I'm at a five, but to go play it.
So
no.
you're really for high action sports.
Yes.
Which you're for. Go ahead. I mean, intense action.
Collisions,
boom, 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 boom.
Violence.
Collisions.
You know, that kind of thing.
Went to a boxing match and hockey game broke out.
You like primal sports.
Yes. Good.
Basically.
Good.
Okay.
Something
where
I can watch it while I'm gnawing the leg of some poor animal.
Neanderthals would have played.
Yes.
That's what Ed's into.
Okay. All right. So,
now that you mentioned it.
Ed, you and I were going to go to an MMA match then, I guess.
Now, I'd like to go see that.
I can't watch that.
Yeah.
That's way too...
Unless the people are the people who go there, are they primal? The spectators?
No, it's kind of.
I don't
want
to have to fight my way back to the car.
No, I don't think so. It's not WWE wrestling where the people are all, you know, crazy.
That's so.
Now we just defended another segment.
Yeah.
Our WWE fans are no longer going to make contributions. All right, Steve, what do you got, my friend?
I wanted to talk a little bit about the dust up between Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Israel. Tell me, and I haven't been here for the last 3 days, so if you guys have all covered this, but I wanted to play a couple things. You know that Omar and Tlaib have been banned from coming to Israel to do their anti-Israel pitch, right? Boycott, Divest, and Sanction, BDS movement. And they were going to go there. And they call. In fact, it's interesting. We'll play a cut here in a second. Listen to what this is, Rashida Tlaib. Listen to what she calls Israel. She she broke down in tears talking about visiting her grandmother. I'm sorry. Let's play cut six.
The young girl visiting Palestine to see my grandparents and extended family. I watched as my mother had to go through dehumanizing checkpoints. Even though she was a United States citizen and proud American.
So that was.
Now, hold on just a minute. Was she doing these checkpoints in the U.S.?
No. This was in Palestine.
Well, then what does her having to do being an American citizen have to do with checkpoints in Israel?
I don't know. She was offended by it, though.
Well, listen.
We should be able to walk around free and everywhere. Not
listen. I go through dehumanizing checkpoints every time I get on a plane.
Yep.
All right? We have to go through, you have to prove who you are. Prove that you're not a danger to the other passengers on the plane. I'm talking about TSA checkpoints.
Get X-rayed.
That was not very convincing. Did President Trump buy the...
Cut eight.
You should see the things that the four of them have said about Israel over the last couple of years. I mean, Omar is a disaster for Jewish people. I can't imagine if she has any Jewish people in her district that they could possibly vote for. And then yesterday I noticed for the first time, Tlaib with the tears. All of a sudden, she starts with tears. And I don't buy it for a second, because I've seen her in a very vicious mood at my campaign rallies, before she was a congresswoman. I said, who is that?
No, he's not buying it.
I don't buy it either.
I don't either.
Because now, listen, dehumanizing checkpoints, what does that even mean? Now, if her mom was dragged off into a corner
right.
and beaten with rubber
right.
hoses, all right, you got to complain. But
checkpoints
are a part of life nowadays.
In countries all over the world.
All over the world.
So...
Well, I'm with President Trump on this one.
Israel would not let them come for their tour, but they did grant a waiver for Tlaib to come and visit her grandmother
as long as she declined.
And she declined.
So she really didn't want to see her grandma, right?
Secondary.
Or you go and you say, listen, I appreciate, I'm going to go see grandma. I don't agree. This other thing is separate, but I'm going to go see my grandmother.
Yep.
And she didn't go.
Nope.
I say,
so
good
she
on
hates
Israel.
She hates Israel more than she loves her grandma.
I think that's accurate.
Huh? And the tears. President Trump doesn't buy the. Did you hear him?
No. And I'm with President Trump on that one.
He also called out Chuck Schumer that time. He started crying about it. What was it, Chuck? Crying Chuck. Sorry.
It's like complaining. My was this her grandmother she's talking about?
Yeah, her grandmother.
My grandmother. She had to eat McDonald's hamburgers. Instead of a steak. No one's buying that.
Right. I know.
It's not the kind of thing you cry over. You might be upset. You might say, I think it was insulting, but why would you cry?
I don't know. It's...
Next story, Steve.
All right. You know, the Inspector General of the Justice Department.
I don't think he exists.
I don't buy that either.
Yeah, I don't believe he's real. I think it's like a Loch Ness Monster.
Well,
I don't think the guy really exists.
This, Horowitz.
This is Horowitz.
David. What's his first name?
No.
I was
the
it right.
Phantom of.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Go ahead. We're sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Story.
No, that's okay. It's your show. Okay. Lindsey Graham thinks that this is going to come out, whether you guys do or not, whether it does or not, we won't. But he's thinking that this is going to be significant, but that no one's going to cover it. Let's listen to cut two.
I think it's going to be really ugly, and people did some really bad things that are dangerous for the country, but you'll only find it on Fox. You may find it a little bit in the paper. Here's what I predict. It'll be 10% of the coverage that the Mueller report got, and that's a shame. So just keep doing what you're doing. Here's the question. It's not what did Obama know and when he knew it. Who told him, and what did he do when he was told? I want to know who briefed the president about their counterintelligence investigation against the Trump campaign.
So he's saying that, okay, the inspector general, that's the report. The inspector
yes.
general, his name is Horowitz.
His name is Horowitz.
An inspector general, folks, if you don't know, is like an independent auditor. but he works for the company. Okay? So in this case, it's the idea is to keep the government honest, right? In this case, so you have a man whose job it is to look at the facts of what happened.
Michael Horowitz.
Michael Horowitz. Look at the facts of what happened around this story about the Justice Department / FBI trying to sabotage the Trump campaign.
Right.
And this guy has been doing the investigation for a long time now, a year or so.
Oh, we've been saying the Inspector General report is coming out in about a month. We've been saying that for 6 months.
Right. So who knows if and when it'll come out.
September is they've always said
it's going to be coming out in about a month, right?
Yes.
About a month from now.
About a month from now.
So let me
tell you what's going to happen. Excuse me, but we're 3 weeks into the football season. And if you think anybody cares about that right there, huh? It'll be drowned out in
By the sound of people eating nachos.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me ask you this just real quick. So the Inspector General's office would be akin to, for all those who watch Law and Order or Blue Bloods, to Internal Affairs.
Internal Affairs, right.
Okay.
Yes. We're waiting on that report, and Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, says it's going to be very bad for some people. In other words, he thinks it's going to prove there was collusion against the president.
It's probably going to say that the investigation into the Russia Trump connection was politically motivated, right, and illegitimately started because of the FISA warrants.
And probably, I'm guessing, will say that some laws were probably broken in terms of lying to the FISA court.
Right.
But is Lindsey Graham saying that President Obama knew about this?
He had to have been briefed on it at some point. He wants to know who briefed President Obama, because that is the person whoever gets to go tell the president, because the president wasn't pulling the trigger. He wasn't writing memos. He said, do this, do this, do this. He was told.
Right.
The person who told him is the guy responsible for it.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll find out.
Does that indict the president? I'm talking about Obama one way or another, just because he has knowledge of something.
He could have stopped it any minute.
He'll have political cover.
Sure,
he'll say, I didn't know.
Right. I knew this was going on, but what do you want me to do? Fire the FBI director over it?
Right.
I mean, they're telling me this is.
Yeah, they're telling me it's legal.
It's a legitimate. So I don't think this damages Obama.
But we'll all be happy to know that the Inspector General's report will be out in about a month.
In about a month.
Yeah. So I just like saying that.
It's like the sign on the side of, there was a restaurant in Colorado Springs when I lived there. It's called Joe's Crab Shack. And a sign on the side of the restaurant said, free crab tomorrow.
So it's always
tomorrow. Well, it's always tomorrow. Whenever you look at the sign, it's tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. Or gone for lunch.
Right.
Be back in an hour.
Did you guys know that President Trump was really set on buying Greenland?
Listen, I've read up on this story to find out if he was just goofing on this.
He has now canceled a meeting with the Danish Prime Minister because she said it was absurd. So he tweeted out that, I was going there, but not now. And he says this, I love this. The Prime Minister was able to save a great deal of expense and effort for both the United States and Denmark by being so direct. I thank her for that and look forward to rescheduling sometime in the future.
This whole thing, when I heard this, I thought they're making this up.
Right.
Or President Trump was joking. But he actually did say that. Now, Greenland... Just taking us a couple steps back, China right now has access to and sells some of the rare metals that are used for our electronics.
They have a corner on the market.
Yeah, they have a corner on the market. So Greenland actually has a lot of these same kind of minerals. And what President Trump was saying is, Denmark has to pour in $800 million a year. Greenland's an autonomous country, but it's under the auspices of, I guess, like Puerto Rico is for the U.S., of Denmark.
Right.
He said, why don't we just buy it? We'll make a deal. Denmark won't have to pour money into it. We'll buy it. We'll mine it for all these It'll anger Russia.
What's so crazy about that?
Nothing. I guess because it's been so long since the United States bought something.
Well, we bought Alaska.
Yes, we did, but that was,
Louisiana
was that?
Purchase.
Yeah, that was 1803.
Was 18 something.
I know, but I'm saying there's precedent in world history for countries buying other countries.
Most people.
But it's. I guess what's funny about it is, where even though you might have in the next 100 years, this country might split apart or this or that, it's everything's spoken for.
Right. <It's>, the risk board is all has pieces everywhere.
So he said, okay, this is like Monopoly. Okay, I landed on your hotel. I'll tell you what I'll do.
Exactly. You know, most people would think, first of all, let's make a trade deal with Greenland. Maybe with Denmark, or so we can mine some of these things. We'll go in, but no, he wants to
50-50?
Buy. He's a real estate developer.
Yeah,
and he put out a photo of Trump Tower, a gold huge monolith sitting right in the middle of a Greenland village with these fishing huts and this gold tower. He says, "I promise not to do this to Greenland."
That's hilarious. I think that is hilarious. And if he actually pulled that off. And we started, and we basically said to China, "Hey, listen, we got our rare minerals of our own. We don't need yours." That's Trump. That's hilarious.
What is President Trump talk to the leader of Denmark about anyway? Huh?
It's a European country.
Six people.
My niece went and stayed for 6 months, one of those kind of exchange things. She said it was a wonderful country.
I'm sure it's a wonderful country. It's just, I guess he meets with everybody. I don't know. Denmark. So Denmark is the proprietor of Greenland?
It is a territory, I suppose, much like Canada and the United Kingdom, or as Ed was saying, Puerto Rico and the United States, a territory of.
Right,
but they elect their own government. They do their own thing.
Wait, now hold on. The Prime Minister Mette
Frederiksen, right?
Frederiksen has said she has no interest in discussing the sale of Greenland. She said Greenland is not Danish. Greenland belongs to Greenland.
It would be like us making an offer to Canada. I mean it is kind of bizarre that you all right, France. Listen, we love your desserts. How much would it take to make this happen?
President Trump said essentially it's a large real estate deal,
which he's kind of expert at.
I just think
he said a lot of things can be done. It's hurting Denmark very badly, he said, because they're losing almost $700 million a year. Talking about carrying Greenland.
We had Stanley on our Facebook page says maybe we could trade California for Greenland. Stanley.
Touche.
You got a big thumbs up, buddy.
You got it, buddy.
Oh, my word. There are some good people in California, by the way.
Yes. Seven. Including my daughter.
I'm just kidding.
Fox wrote that the Prime Minister of Denmark said there was no point to the trip after she called the deal that U.S. might buy Greenland absurd and insisted there would be no Copenhagening about it.
Who said this?
This is Fox News. That's what they wrote.
Oh, you know what? Can we just not have a little fun in our political culture anymore? Do Democrats really have to say the man's insane and mean it? Can't you just say, that's kind of wacky even for President Trump, but boy, if he can pull it off.
I haven't heard many Democrats talking about this yet.
I think it's racist.
What, to want to buy Greenland?
Buy Greenland. Huh?
What?
I just think it's racist.
I don't even know what the primary ethnic group is. I guess, is it Danish? Are they Danes? I don't know.
They're white.
Well, I know they're white, race-wise, but I mean, in terms of ethnic...
I'm not sure either. I've flown over Greenland.
They would be.
It is a lot of snow. And Iceland, by the way, is a beautifully.
What do you call those folks who are from that region of the world? You don't call them Scandinavian, do you? There's a name for.
Is there a name for Greenland?
Well, there's a name for people who are from that part of the world. besides just European or Northern European. And it's not, I don't think it's Anglo. I think it's something else.
The official language is Greenlandic.
I know what they're called. They're called really, 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 really white people.
Because it's always cold.
Yeah.
It's 88% Greenlandic Inuit. I'm not sure what that is. That,
Inuit's like an Indian, American, like Alaskan.
Yeah, 12% Danes and other Europeans. So there must have been a native people there then, I guess.
Inuit would have been. The Inuit was the native people in Alaska.
Yes, but that's on the other side of.
Well,
anyway,
over the North.
We're pooling our ignorance here.
There are actually 5.7 million people that live in Denmark. So I was a little off.
How much? How many?
Oh, I said seven.
How many were there? Did you look it up?
5.7 million.
And so you insulted quite a bit of a pretty large number
of
Danes.
Listeners over
and aren't
there?
They like Viking type people?
You know what?
Yeah, you don't want to mess with them.
I shouldn't.
Big, tall, bearded guys.
Yeah, I was just kidding around. Of course, the president should.
Yeah,
be.
Now you're all. I was just kidding. I was just joking.
I'm backtracking. Of course, our president should meet with our allies, right? In Europe.
I was just kidding, Hagar the Horrible.
Denmark. You're making things worse. You're supposed to have my back. Now, how many people live in Greenland? I'm going to look up Greenland population here. Right. I think Greenland's probably under 10 million. There's not a lot of people live there. Wait a minute. This says the current population of Greenland is 56,000.
56,370.
Well, we can take them. If we have to invade, I think we can do it.
It's all along the coast.
There's nothing coast. Inland.
Nothing inland.
It is massively ice. I mean.
Yeah, it's actually Greenland has ice.
Iceland has
green.
So let me ask you this. And again, I'm thinking down through history, people just went somewhere and took it, right? They didn't offer to buy it much.
Right.
Right.
So what if we went and started a settlement up in the northern part of Greenland?
You'd have to invade it.
But who would stop you?
Well, nobody would stop you, but I mean, just because you can do it doesn't mean you get away with it.
If nobody would stop you and you can do it, then you'd get away with it.
who are you hurting?
Well, I'm sure the United Nations, for example, would look down on it.
Would they really? United Nations against America?
You think if President Trump did that, that wouldn't be the end of President Trump?
Well, Everything is supposed to be the end of President Trump, but it never is.
If he put an outpost in
And he said,
in
we're
Greenland?
Taking it.
This is part of it.
It would take...
Hey,
it,
listen, you people aren't using...
You're not using it.
you're not using 99% of your country. So we're just going to go.
It would
up
take
there.
The better part of a
you
year
think,
for anybody to notice that we were there.
I tell you what would be a deterrent is the Greenland Navy. You don't want to mess.
You don't.
Huh?
With those longboats.
You don't want to mess.
Those Viking longboats.
If we started putting a settlement there, and then we saw the Greenland Navy coming our way. We're turning around and coming home.
This was one funny show.
Okay.
Wasn't a whole lot of news, but
yeah.
Greenland, here we come. Look out. Don't mess with us.
We're all right. I think the Greenland mayor said,
mayor,
quote, bring it, end quote. All right, folks. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a great day.